The following podcast of The Bench is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, you can get some extra bang for your buck too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BENCH101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com. Use promo code BENCH101.
Gonna need you to lower your expectations a little bit.
What the KFMC? Mud Bellevue, Houston. ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station. This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and Sportsmap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, until 9:30. Raheel joins us at 9 o'clock to explain himself. And then we get to Charlie Polillo at 11 o'clock. But we have got a lot to do, so much to talk about here on ESPN 97.5. Did you put any money on Raheel and his over 13 and a half or under, three in a row?
I had under and no three in a row.
Did you really?
I didn't put anything down.
But that's what you had.
I put it out. I gave it to people.
That was what you. That's what you gave to people.
I gave it to people on Twitter. I because retweeted you turned, it and I said under and no. It was minus 400. I think.
You turn outcomes into incomes.
Yeah, it's a good one. I gotta remember that one.
No, that's Kevin Todd's.
Yeah.
Turn outcomes into incomes.
It's gonna be someone else's soon. You think it butchered a little bit? I wonder what the Hatchet Man had on that.
I don't know. I don't know.
We should have had him on.
We should have had him.
Friday we were busy, but wait.
Oh, and he.
Was it Thursday or Friday that Raheel did?
It was Friday. It was Friday.
Right? Yeah, we should have had him on.
We're not doing it anymore now, though. Raheel ruined it for everybody.
What do you mean?
Because my bookie said we can't do this anymore. It's too disappointing to the people. How disappointing and how utterly pitiful he was. So
what was he?
He hit 11 and he didn't hit three in a row.
I know. Well, I mean, 13.5 was the number. I said it was too high.
Yeah.
That's over 50%.
No.
He's not hitting over 50% from three. Even in a gym, that's not going to happen.
He did it in practice.
That's great.
Yeah.
When he knows that it's on, it's not. And if he did in practice, he may have done it once. That's a high. That was a high.
That was a high number. That was a high
number. I thought the number should have been like 11.5 is what I thought the number should have been. Because it's hard. I did it at Toyota Center. I made none. I might have made one on the first rack, but I ended up getting hot at the end. I made 9 of 25, and I was actually shooting it pretty well. But now it's harder in a big, cavernous Toyota Center, and he was in the Met gym, so it's easier because the background isn't so far away. Three in a row is super hard to make.
Well, he's ruined it for everybody. That's all I'm going to say because we're not doing it anymore. I was going to putt, but mybookie.ag said this is a terrible idea and it's very disappointing to everyone involved. But I would have redeemed us, but unfortunately now Raheel ruined it for everyone. So there's that. Okay.
They're worried Raheel dumped.
Let me ask you this, and you mentioned him before because you're sick of him. And I'm sick of him too. But let me ask you this question. I know it's almost impossible, but if in any way, shape, or form the Houston Texans could acquire,
oh my God, I know it's coming. You guys don't know.
I don't want him.
Dez Bryant. Yes, I would say yes on Dez Bryant.
No, stop, Dez Bryant.
I would rather have Dez than Odell.
You would?
Yeah, because I can get rid of Dez.
Oh, my God. Did you watch? Dude, as much as they lose, and that dude is really, really good at football. But
when the first time Odell
starts
yelling.
He's a pain in the ass. He's an idiot. He's a cancer.
Right.
He's all of those things. He is really good at football.
Cancers and pains in the ass it never ends well, ever. You can name like three times ever, it never ends well. And the first time he starts screaming on the sideline at Deshaun Watson or at D-Hop or at or Bill O'Brien or whatever, we're going to realize, oh my God, it's not going to change. He's going to be the same guy no matter where he is. This isn't a matter of Odell Beckham is half the time he's making news because he's acting crazy. Half the time he's making news because he's a great player. And every time he's making news, it's in a losing effort.
I know. Well, that's
Eli stinks.
Yeah, that's not on him so much.
The offensive line,
line is terrible.
But I don't care. I don't care about his gigantic ass salary. Do you know how much your wide receivers would make? You couldn't even afford to pay Deshaun Watson. You definitely couldn't pay an offensive lineman ever again.
Yeah.
You'd have to continue to draft rookies.
I understand that. I get it. I understand all of that. I can dream. Listen,
how about
do I want him? Do I want pain in the ass? No. What? Do I want that guy that can play the way he plays?
Like DeAndre Hopkins? Yeah.
Then how about on the other side? You know what you got on
Will
side?
Fuller?
You know what you got on the other side? Oh, really? Where's Will Fuller?
He's resting. He's getting his knees
stronger. He's resting for another 10 months.
How about you get... I don't know.
He's resting for 10 months.
How about you get Deshaun Jackson for a fifth? Why don't you do that? Why you got to mess with the...
Because the city's scarier.
He's literally
enough.
A human cancer.
As if the city
Odell
isn't scarier enough.
No,
scary enough? Okay.
D-Jax isn't scary. D-Jax is a year and he's gone. That's it. He's a rental. Odell Beckham Jr. is not a rental. You are placing that team cancer into your body. No thanks. No interest.
No. Well,
he's a pack of cigarettes.
And it can't happen. It can't possibly. But John McClain told me that Brian Gaine is working his ass off right now. He's going to find a wide receiver. So you know what?
No, I do believe they will trade for a wide receiver.
You do?
Yeah, I do believe that. I don't think it's going to be that hard. I think your guy Dell could be out there.
Well,
for
they
the
did,
taking too.
They did bring in Bryce Butler. So there's that.
Yeah. Well, you gotta get some guys on the roster right now. But I do think that you can find the quality, maybe a number two, probably a number three/four that can compete for time. I do think they'll bring somebody in. I do. I don't think they're going to spend a ton on it, but I think the Texans will. I've had this question. What do you think the Texans should trade for? A tackle, a cornerback, or a wide receiver? First of all, good tackles are not for sale. Let's get that up. Well, okay, there's got to be somebody on the streets that's better than the Texans. No, there's not. Guys on the streets are atrocities against humanity that should be locked up. Offensive linemen and especially tackles, not guards and centers so much. Tackles who are on the streets, not employed. Do you know how bad they are for them not to be on a practice squad?
Yeah, I agree.
Or an NFL roster? They are atrocious. There's nobody on the... When's the last time you heard of an on-the-street tackle making a difference? Cornerbacks, safeties, wide receivers, running backs. Dime a dozen in terms of finding athletes. Tackles? No. It's hard enough to find good ones to start for a team. Try finding a guy who's not even good enough to make a practice squad. Guess how bad he is. Corners, I would love to see the Texans look for a cornerback. I would. I don't think they're going to. And I think right now they're hanging on pretty well.
No, I think they're doing okay.
They're hanging on pretty well, but it wouldn't hurt to have some depth there. Wide receiver is a must because it unlocks, and you need a certain kind of wide receiver to me. And you and I talked about it last week. You need a guy like Deshaun Jackson, somebody who has that vertical speed because it does the same thing as Will Fuller. It backs safeties off and it lifts pressure off of DeAndre.
Can we stop with the Dez? Can we stop
now,
with the Dez?
The Dez is exactly the opposite of what we're talking
about. That's the opposite.
I don't want a 4.8 40 wide receiver. For what?
No.
Who doesn't get open? For what?
No. You that's exactly what you don't need. He's a possession guy now, at best.
And a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
A slow pain in the ass who can't get open. Sounds awesome. Where do I sign up for that?
Yeah.
No. Hey, come on, guys. Don't just fall in love with names. Take a look at performance. His performance, Amari Cooper's like speed numbers have diminished so greatly over the last 2 years that the Cowboys just got a slow wide receiver. Like NFL teams look at these numbers. These numbers are available through Next Gen Stats. And they can see who the slow guys are. And they're not looking for slow guys who are hard to deal with. They're not.
No. And as a matter of fact, isn't that Brian Gain and Bill O'Brien are looking for speed. That's what they look for.
Yeah.
That's what they're looking for. And that ain't Dez Bryant. So get some speed in. Although, how are you going to find a speedy guy that can catch the ball? I mean, again, unless you trade and unless you give up something. I don't know what, Deshaun. Yeah. What do you think, Deshaun?
I mean, so supposedly I don't know that that's the kind of player that, unless they really aren't happy with Josh Gordon's hamstring, which we'll find out about. I don't see, everyone's talking about the Patriots are looking for another wide receiver. Yeah. With Edelman, I think they're worried about Gronk not being the same, and they want to get as many weapons for Tom as possible. But how many times do you see Tom Brady just light it up down the field anymore? That's not really who he is anymore. And D-Jax is a vertical guy. So there's talk about them being willing to part with a higher pick for a wide receiver. I just don't know who that wide receiver might be. My guess, because he's a veteran aging wide receiver, is you might be able to get him for a fourth. But it's one of the hardest things to do is put value on veterans in a trade. I don't know, because there's not a long history of it happening. For a pass rusher, a ton of picks. Top corner, ton of picks. Top quarterback, ton of picks. And then all of a sudden you see Snacks Harrison, dominant interior D lineman, fifth. It's almost like a guess now. Yeah. I would think a veteran wide receiver would go for something like
that. If it was a third, though, or more, I would be disappointed. A third is too high.
Too high. Don't do it.
Too high.
Don't do it.
Too high. And apparently, speaking of too high, how in the world can you give up an Eric Gordon? Speaking of which, because right now you're playing such good basketball, you don't need a Jimmy Butler. What you need is an Eric Gordon, and you cannot possibly part with that guy.
Eric Gordon and PJ Tucker. And there was a package that was considered. It was more than that, actually. And it was, I think internally, the Rockets were like, we're maybe going too far here with this Jimmy Butler thing if we do this.
Since when are you going too far when you get a star in the league?
Let me tell you.
When you get one of the top players. Okay, let's not get crazy. Top 15 player? Jimmy Butler?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
And you've already
got. Right, Dale, you think he's top 15, Jimmy Butler?
Yeah. Okay, and where's James rank? Top 5?
Yeah,
top five.
He's up there, yeah.
Okay, and Jimmy Butler at top 15. Where's Chris Paul ranked now?
He's in the
25s. He's still thought to be higher than that. He absolutely is.
Yeah, you have him high. I think he's like top 25.
When he's on the floor, sure.
Yeah, yeah. Right. But what? But
you have to factor, in,
factor in him not being. On the floor.
He's a top 15 to 20 player.
When
so you'd have plays, three of those guys in the top 20.
Carmelo top 20.
79. No, lower.
100. 12.
If you look at the effect he has on their roster when he plays,
well, he's
on
the, really.
Let me tell you,
he's affecting.
What
winning.
A shock! No impact on winning. Carmelo's had no impact on winning since he was at Denver with Kenyon Martin. I mean, that was the last time it mattered when he was on the court. Don't tell me about. I don't care about his hoodie. I don't care about his. That's why some of you guys get fooled by a hoodie and you think, oh my God, look what he's doing at 24 Hour Fitness. He's rolling those guys.
And if you didn't believe it now, okay. Bezdelic isn't around, but this is relative to what the team is. The Rockets are 10.8 points worse per 100 possessions when Melo's on the floor.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's seems like a high number.
I mean,
when
I
he's
mean,
on the
everything
floor.
Everything we said is coming true right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it is. It
but,
really
but
is.
The but the biggest
why
thing is.
And I saw an executive with the Rockets last year. About midway through the season, and said, boy, it's a good thing that Melo, and he was like, yeah, it's a really good thing that Melo thing didn't work out. And then what do they do?
You know
we got to have Melo.
Guess why? Because Chris Paul.
Who gives
James
a rat's ass what a player wants? You never go by what a player wants.
What?
They want their buddies.
Guess what? The Rockets made a mistake by saying, we need a scorer. We need somebody who can score in the mid range to when we're having issues with three pointers like last year. Chris wants to stay with the Rockets, but a good way to do that for him to agree would be to get his buddy Melo in, and James is on board with Melo. And you know what? Now this whole thing about, well, it's easy to get rid of Melo. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Because you're gonna piss Chris Paul.
Chris Paul.
It's not easy to get rid of.
No, listen. But and it's not even that easy to cut his minutes. Because then he'll get all pissy, and then Chris Paul will get all pissy.
Game one, he was like, I don't know. This is going to take some use to getting used to this bench thing. But when we come back, it's more than it, but it's really more than Melo.
Yeah, right.
I mean, this is a dumb team who doesn't defend and can't shoot.
No, it well, is other a than that,
they can't stay within 10 at home against anybody.
Other
so
than
far.
That, it's a really, really good basketball team right now.
It's one of the worst teams in the league right now.
No, it really is.
It's unbelievable.
At home to the Clippers?
I mean, they got beat. We left when it was 25, me and my family.
They down no, 25. This is a really bad team right now.
It is a really bad team, and the Rockets this know is, it's a bad
this
team.
This is, what did I mean, honestly, when I saw that New Orleans game, I thought, this is 15-16 again.
This is when you heard about,
it's 15-16 again.
Yeah, this is where I'm like, man, this is where you hear about Daryl saying, what about four first-rounders for Jim? Daryl's trying to do whatever he can.
Four first-rounders,
for Jimmy Butler. Yeah. He's going to do anything he can to make Jimmy happen, provided ownership will let him do it.
Well, except give up Eric Gordon. Well,
if ownership doesn't let him do it,
Why would Tillman say you can't give up Eric Gordon for Jimmy Butler?
It's more than that.
Yeah, well, how much more than that?
Oh, well.
Whatever.
Go to a break. No.
How about we go to fourhymns.com? How about we have some relations? Because if you're not having relations right now.
Not us, Dell. He meant in the
Usted during the break,
form.
We're going to.
He meant in the Usted form.
Right.
He needs to clarify.
Right, right. I'm talking about everybody in the Houston area having relations.
You want a Houston-wide orgy?
Why not? What? And what's... you said, Alex, it's a bad thing.
I mean, would you want to be in an orgy with Lance?
No.
No, with Houston.
What is this? What is happening
Why is it always
here?
Lance? Why does Lance have to be there?
Well,
why can't I be like the Brazilian politician with five girls?
Well, because every time someone calls, it's about you two and how much they love you two back together.
And you want to be in one with Manny? Because you love Manny.
People don't call in saying, I wish you guys did a podcast together again like they talk about you two.
What I need you to do is go to fourhymns.com and you can feel better about your lovemaking right now. Fourhymns.com. And the thing is how much money you save. How about starting at $5 the first month? When you're talking about doing this for the first time, if you go to the doctor's office, you sit there, wait in room, then you got to see the doctor and explain yourself in an embarrassing thing. And then he's going to give you a prescription for the medication that's astronomical right now. Unbelievable. What I need you to do is go to fourhymns.com. You'd still talk to a doctor, but you do it online at your discretion, at your best time. And what happens is he talks to you. Okay, yeah, well, here's your prescription, $5. $5! Well, and then it's the generic equivalent of what you're spending all this money on. What you need to do is go to fourhymns.com/John5. fourhymns.com/John5. And $5 later, you have got your medication. fourhymns.com/John5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
An interception. Did you see that?
Terrible. 7:19 ESPN. They should have won that game. It was kind of neat, though. We were talking about Penn State and Iowa.
People were surprised I was alive yesterday. I didn't tweet during Sunday. I went to our buddy Frank Bullington, his Halloween party. So I wasn't tweeting during the Longhorn game. Like, is Lance okay? Lance, please say something. Lance.
Why are you talking?
Because my wife had,
killed you?
There's a video of her going crazy during a Longhorn game.
Yeah,
not,
I know.
Not crazy.
But no.
Angry.
But she could have killed you.
Did you sent evidence of her craziness to Landry Locker?
Somebody from another church said, I'm worried for
creepy.
You. And I said, you should be
Landry
worried for
Landry Locker
me.
Wanted a video of your wife.
And he called her Mrs. Zierlein.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there a Mr. Zierlein?
Mrs. Zierlein,
right here, buddy.
I don't think he knows that.
No, he said,
when a man is asking for a video of your wife, Now all of a sudden we're going to go Tom Herman and Mike Gundy.
That's not exactly. Okay? That's not exactly how it went.
Did he By not the way, ask for footage?
Hold on. What happened? So I'm at this party.
You didn't
I'm
see?
Watching the game. No, all I got was a text like, "I wish they would have gotten to a fight." And here's all I'm thinking is, it's totally reasonable that you would think Tom Herman and Gundy would get in a fight anyway. I didn't know there was something behind it.
Well, here
they're both kind of red ass guys.
So Breckenhager, okay,
yeah.
Before the play, they're taking a knee. Yeah. Oklahoma State's taking a knee, and they have to do it out of the shotgun because they can't snap it. You can't have a regular.
Well,
snap.
They didn't. They throw a play action pass for a touchdown from the I formation. Why can they just snap it?
I have no idea. But so before
actually
the play, Breckenhager is pointing at somebody, and he's going. Something must have happened before. Yeah. So you're going to take a knee, and Hager comes running in and plows into Cornelius, who's taking a knee, and now all of a sudden, everybody's going. Melee. There's a bit of a melee going.
He never hits the quarterback. There's like a wide receiver at the end of the, and he just runs into him like it's a normal play. I don't think he ever hit the quarterback.
Oh, I thought that Cornelius got hit a little bit.
He got nudged, but the impact was against a wide receiver fake blocking at the time.
Right. So they're all just it's a kneel down deal, and Hager just goes crazy, and he goes in, and now all of a sudden they're starting to jostle a little bit. Gundy comes running in from the sideline, and I don't know what he's doing really. He says he's trying to keep his guys back. Well, while Gundy's doing that, Herman goes crazy and comes running in the middle and out onto the field, and the refs and everybody else stop him, and he's trying to jump over the refs and he's trying to get at Gundy, and it was a lot of, and then afterwards they spent a little while at midfield talking, and Gundy kept telling him, "Listen, I was just going to break stuff up. I wasn't going to after Hager. I wasn't going after your player or your players or anything."
You could hear that?
But yeah, you could hear him. Hear him say. And then right afterwards, Maria Taylor is interviewing him, and he goes, "I told him I was just going to make sure my guys would back up. I wasn't going after." But when you watch the video, when Gundy's going back to the sideline, he's raising his arms to the crowd like, "Let's go, let's go." And everybody's going crazy.
If you haven't seen that, if you go to like the game recap on ESPN, they have like their videos. I think it's one of the videos.
That's why, because ESPN has video. They own the video on it. Yeah, I'll pull that one up then. I can't say that was a huge surprise. Texas was a 1-point favorite. I know that the quarterback hasn't been great or whatever, but still, he lit them up in the first half. Davis and Boyd's suspensions for being not great teammates, they're sitting there on the sideline while they're getting chopped up by the passing game of Oklahoma State.
How do you miss a team meeting?
I told my wife this. I said, "Let me tell you something." Because she was like, "We should have never been 10. You know, there's not a Longhorn fan who wouldn't tell you before the game, we don't deserve to be this high. No. We shouldn't be this high." I've never seen anything ever in my life of college football where an entire fan base said, "We shouldn't be this high. We shouldn't be this high." Almost like they didn't want to be ranked that high. And I really, look, when you look at the Baylor game, Kansas State, Tulsa, Maryland, you can understand why Longhorn fans say, "How do we get ranked this high?" But regardless, she was, and I said, "Let me tell you something. If you were ranked inside the top 10, whether you think you deserve it or not, if you are a player and you don't care enough about your teammates to do that, being inside the top 10, that's rare air. So when you get inside there, act like you deserve to be there. Show up to your meetings early. Bust your ass and practice. Hit the weights in season as hard as you can. Do everything it takes to recover. If you really care about winning, if you really care about being a winner, do the things necessary to be a winner. What are you doing letting teammates down and letting yourself down by not doing everything you can to be places on time, to be a good teammate, and to act like you're a top 10 program? I mean, what are you doing, Chris Boyd?
Former Texas player Manuel Acho says they didn't act like a top 10 program because they benched them.
Yeah, here's
he says there's a reason Baker Mayfield gets suspended for two plays against West Virginia last year, or Saban doesn't suspend Deshaun Hand for a DUI last year before Florida State. A freaking DUI. Suspend your veteran players if you want to. Just know it might cost you. So according to former Texas players, they're not acting like a top 10 program.
I can't disagree more. I can. Here's why. I see so many coaches. There was, we're at Missouri State, and there's a stupid personal foul call after the play. And the guy comes running to the sideline, and the coach just pats him on the head. When I'm thinking, are you kidding me? All you're doing is saying that that's okay. Mm-hmm. It's not okay. If that's me, I'm saying, go sit over there until you can learn.
Who did Emmanuel Acho play for?
Like for Mac.
Yeah, the captain of soft
country
ass
club.
Discipline of country, well, club.
Country club.
There's a reason that they're expecting Arnold Palmer's at every practice.
Yeah, except he
well,
said,
during Emmanuel Acho's time, they won a lot of games.
Yeah, and he said, wait, I played in the national championship, won two Big 12 titles. So, you know what, these guys, you know what, you guys, because he got, he.
What's his point?
His point is that, well, they came after him and said, you ain't part of the Longhorn family coming after us. Did you see some of his
tweets? Wait, but he's talking about, well, what was he, but he's saying that about the, about
So
Kyle
Texas
Herman.
Benches their two starting cornerbacks for the first quarter, allows 260 yards in that first quarter against Oklahoma State, second most in the last 15 years.
It was a beating.
There's a reason Baker Mayfield gets suspended for two plays, blah, blah, and the DUI, blah, blah, blah. But then when he comes back in, bruh, you can't be late to meetings, then come out here and get mossed. Your team needs you because he was playing so poorly.
Yeah, he got.
I can't watch this dude play defense anymore. It's actually trash. If you know, you know. Well,
wait, who's he talking about? Chris Boyd?
No, yeah.
Hold on, Emmanuel Acho said, and doesn't he work for? He works for ESPN. Yeah. Is he Longhorn Network still?
Yeah.
No,
he's not
on
Longhorn
major
Network.
Network now.
No.
I can't watch him. He's trash.
He's trash.
He's saying that about another college player.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Dude,
that's a bit much.
From
okay.
his own school.
Boyd wrote, keep running your bleeping mouth. Don't show up around this facility. You was warned at practice. Running your mouth further than your football career took you.
And wait. You were warned at practice? What does that mean?
I don't know. He must have been out there.
I want to know what that means.
Well, because he had before, during the Maryland game, he had some comments about the team. And he might have gone out there.
Yeah.
And everybody went nuts, okay?
So what did Boyd say?
So Boyd said, keep running your mouth. Your mouth took you further than your football career took you. Ooh. And then Acho came back. I played in the national championship game for Texas. I got two Big 12 championships for Texas. I earned 2 degrees at Texas. But I'm now a ESPN college football analyst, blah, blah, blah. He said, if I'm going to criticize Oklahoma, Ohio State, Georgia, I got to criticize the Longhorns, too.
You called a guy trash, dude.
Trash is a little harsh.
You called a guy
for
trash.
A college football player.
Because, you know, he was salty because some people said something on Twitter, so he took it out on Boyd. Or something happened at this practice that we don't know. My guess is something went down at practice.
Well, when you're calling a player trash during a game.
No, that's too far.
That's too far.
I get what you're saying. He did not point out a player specifically, so who knows, but Chris Boyd was the one who bumped
sounded
back
like
at
it.
Him. But he didn't use a name. He said, this player, he says, I can't watch this dude play defense anymore. It's actually trash if you know. He didn't even call him trash. He said, it's actually trash if you know, you know. So he didn't point out a specific guy. He just
But by the way, by the way, Boyd did not tell him to keep that same energy.
It sounded like he was going to.
But guess what?
He just told him to shut his.
Guess what though? Boyd, I'm going to take Acho in that fight.
Let me tell you something. Boyd better keep his. He better find some new energy because he's missed timing jumps, giving up jump ball touchdowns. Like it irritated me that you're not ready to go. But to Acho's point, I agree with you, John. You know what? Don't tell me you came from the country club ass Mac Brown era. I don't want to hear that. Every single scout slash GM slash personnel man, I'm not hiding any of this stuff anymore, said all of the Texas stuff. He said, my God. Oh. And there's other programs too. He said, getting through, he said, the entitlement in that program has been so bad for so long with nobody. He said, no. I've had guys tell me nobody develops there.
On our air, Alonzo said, and Alonzo scouted this area forever. Mm-hmm. On our air, he said, Texas players are soft. That's it, period.
Everybody in the league knew that.
Can you be soft and make a national title game? I'm just asking because that was one of his responses.
No.
We won a lot.
Here's the thing. I don't think that was solved. The national championship had a ton of NFL players.
Well, 2000,
too.
Even 2009, the one
they had
didn't
outstanding.
Win.
Yeah, they got rolled, but no. I think you can. Some of it depends on your, you know, how good your play is. But I think over time, there's been an entitlement and not a bunch of players. Yeah. Like, where are they? And Charlie came in and tried to instill.
I'm sorry,
discipline,
I agree,
but it didn't work
wholeheartedly with Tom Herman. You cannot act like you are going to pay a price.
Yeah.
And your team's going to pay a price. And those guys should be on those guys for being late for those meetings.
Accountability should start in your Absolutely. Own locker room. Where somebody says, I tell you what, Chris, where they square up, somebody in that locker room should square up on Chris Boyd and say, if we need, now I say that, but I don't really know what happened behind the scenes. But if you need to, is my point, you need to have a wolf in the locker room who says, well, let's take care of it right now. Because if you're going to do it like this, because I guarantee you some of your Miami teams had that, Dell.
Well, that what happened was they would take care of themselves, but the guy would still play. Like, even if there was an issue, it would be a locker room thing.
There wasn't going to be a whole lot of not showing up issues.
Then Tom Herman doesn't have that. Because nobody got in those guys' ass and said, this ain't happening no more.
I asked about it last year about who the – I know who – I think there's a guy it's not Gary Johnson. It was somebody else last year. Gary's got some of it on defense. But you got to have one or two dudes – who are alphas, who people are a little bit nervous about on that.
A former
that
Horn says, everybody knew the Horns were overblown. That won't be their last loss. It won't be.
It won't be. Because guess what? That might be easier than what you're facing this week.
Yep.
And now, granted,
it was easier. Yeah. Oklahoma State was not a good football team coming into that game.
But they serviced Texas.
Yes, they did.
I mean, they really did.
All right. And while I was watching it, guess what I had? A couple Coors Lights. Maybe. Well, I'm not going to limit myself on a couple. But I will say this. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing. Saturday. I picked up my beer, went and watched college football all day long. Well, then Sunday football came, picked up my beer, watched pro football all day long. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing. Coors Light. Climb on, brother. Look, if you're looking for the best way to enjoy your games, it doesn't matter. You know, I give it up for Lent, and it's so funny how much, you know, after you play a round of golf, you're going to have a beer. You're playing some poker, you're going to have a beer. You're watching some football, you're going to have a beer. I mean, it's just what you're going to do. And when you're going to have a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light, it makes it that much better. All you got to do is climb on, brother. Climb on, brother.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I know it was the Raiders. Would it shock you, though, if I told you that the Colts are going to be the second best team in this division? And as a matter of fact, I think that right now. Who's got the second best quarterback in this division? The Colts.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, would you take Mariota over Andrew Luck?
Oh, I wasn't having the Andrew Luck Mariota debate. I was having the Andrew Luck Deshaun Watson.
That's on you then. That's on you because it's an automatic. Okay, right now, had Frank Reich not done that, Indianapolis is 3-4-1. The Texans are 4-3-1. They're a game out of first place, if not for Frank Reich doing what he did. One game instead of two games out of first place. I think the Colts will be the second, when this is all said and done, Colts will be the second best team in this division.
That's incredible, but you might be right. I still think it's pretty even between those three. I mean, the Colts, I would say, was the clear fourth. But right now,
they should be a game out of first right now.
Here's the difference. You know what the difference is? The quarterback. The two best teams probably in the division, Deshaun Watson and Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck has 23 touchdowns in 8 games. He's on pace, guy, for 46 touchdowns this year.
And that's just too shy of...
off of an arm injury.
Too shy of Deshaun.
And let me tell you something that this is why I'm a big believer. And, you know, Chris Ballard I have a lot of respect for, but I've learned a lot of philosophy of how to build a team through him. He was never going to play Andrew Luck in 2017. Never. And everyone's freaking... He said, our hopes and dreams ride with Andrew Luck. Why am I going to... Why do I want to even give him permission to go out there until he's ready to go? Why would I ever do that? The big picture is always bigger than is always more important than the small picture. And the big picture is how you build your team and how you move forward. And that's why I just think decisions should never, you know, the Giants going after. And I think Brian Gain has been, I can't tell yet, but I think he's got the same kind of big picture mentality. The idea about Nate Solder. Why didn't you get Nate Solder for $100 zillion? Oh, that 30-year-old left tackle that's performance is coming down. He hasn't made a bit of difference on the Giants. Not one. Let me know one extra win that they've gotten because they've got Nate Solder.
It's hard for one offensive lineman to make that big
difference. It is.
Especially when you're not getting that
quarterback play. But you don't want to do it for an aging guy.
But he's not playing well either. I mean, no, it's not like the other four guys are screwing it up and he's doing well.
But a lot of fans are freaking out that the Texans didn't spend whatever it took for Nate Solder. I mean, give me a break.
No, but you got to protect that franchise.
You do.
But the key this year is, okay, you better go get that left tackle in that draft.
Yeah, but you know, Julian Davenport, at least you've seen him play. He's gotten a little bit better. You're trying to decide. I don't know. I think he's probably a swing tackle in the league. In a perfect scenario, I don't think you want him being a full-time starter, but he's getting better. But yeah, what you did is you said, no, Brian Gaines said, no, we're not all in for this year. What are we talking about? We're going to, you know, we'll let the young guy play. We'll do whatever we have to do to try to protect Deshaun. We're going to have some ups and downs, which clearly they have. But you know what? They aren't. They haven't sacrificed. Rick made some future sacrificing moves with the getting rid of Brock for a second rounder. That was a, you know, getting rid of Brock and giving up a second, that hurt you last year. It really hurt you. Giving up the first for Deshaun is a move you have to do if you believe in your quarterback. You had to do it. So I don't you know, obviously.
I have no issue with that at all.
But you look at the Colts.
But getting rid of a player?
Yeah.
Everybody was, and Bob McNair, oh, well, look what Rick did. He got what? The guy who signed him for $72 million was able to get rid of him a year later by giving up a second rounder, and you're happy?
Twitter acted like it was the most genius thing that has ever, like, wow.
It sucked.
This guy just got over on everybody. Until draft day came up, and they're like, well, is there somebody in the third that we could? No.
No.
No, there's no tackles in the third? No.
No.
No, there's not. There was a tackles in the second. There's no tackles in the third. You got, you know why you saved that money? You saved it to get Tony Romo. You let AJ Bouye walk, who, by the way, big ups to the Jaguars for four guys getting into a fight at a club for trying to skip out on a tab. Nothing to see here with Jaguar football. Everything is fine.
It is.
Everything is fine.
It is a dumpster fire.
It is a dumpster fire in Jacksonville. And you know what? In Houston right now, they're just sitting there like, we just don't have a care in the world. Here in Houston, we don't have a care in the world. 5-3 not a crazy tough schedule to finish.
I'm telling you, well, that 10-6 last year was fool's gold.
I'm pretty afraid. Listen, I am pretty afraid of Marcus Mariota and what that dangerous Tennessee offense could do. At any point, Marcus Mariota could go one touchdown, one interception, 180 yards. At any second. So I'm a little worried about that.
No.
No, you know what? The Colts are more dangerous.
They absolutely are.
Because the Colts are building. And you know what they wanted to do? Build a bully. So they went and drafted Quentin Nelson, Braden Smith. Ballard's like, we want to beat people's ass. We want to be the bully on the block. They ran for like 230 yards yesterday.
Yeah. 713-780-3776.
I want the Texans to build a bully too.
Let's catch up here. And if you want to get in, there's something over the weekend. We've got some serious stuff to talk about here with this college football. You thought last college football weekend was pretty good? See all the ranked teams that lost and lost to unranked teams? Holy crap. Well, this week, this may be our best college football weekend of the year coming up. And there's some stuff to talk about. But first, how about getting some testosterone in you before you watch your football?
Well, and see, this is the thing. With testosterone, you basically, when you're in your 20s, the way you are in your 20s is where you are when you have the appropriate level of testosterone in your body. As you get older, for some guys, it's going to diminish. Now, there are certain things that you can do that help it to diminish. And, of course, you can talk to one of the providers over at Men's T Clinic, and they can give you an insight into what that is. But one in every three men who are approaching the age of 40 or over the age of 40 will suffer from lowered testosterone. I didn't know that I was one of those guys until I tested, and I found out that was one of the reasons for that really, for the bad fatigue I had. And, you know, also body type, I'm just like, well, I'm just kind of sedentary. I'm not moving around as much. There's a reason my, you know, the lean muscle mass has turned to belly flab but it really pushes it along. And I've got a scale that can measure body fat and weight. And, you know, it's like the Fitbit scale. And I, you know, the difference that you see, I've already dropped 3% pound, you know, 3% in body fat. And the difference has been huge. I needed to make a change with my testosterone treatment. That's the other great thing is Men's T Clinic go, okay, too high on the red blood cells. You need to go donate some blood and you'll lower those numbers and you're going to start getting better benefits from what we're doing. This is a great example of why you should be going to them. If you've gone somewhere else and didn't get results, they'll find out what's going on and get you those results. Get your testosterone level back to where it should be at Men's T Clinic. Four locations in the Houston area, Pasadena, Pearland, Cypress, and of course right there at I-10 and Durham, right there in the Heights. Menstclinic.com.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Did you see this? This was on Twitter. Well, speaking of college ball. Here's what Joseph Duarte said on Twitter. Oh, where is it? Here it is.
Twitter.
Yeah.
I beat Dell to it.
What happened to it?
I beat Dell to it.
What do you mean, what happened to it?
Where is it?
I thought you were going to talk about Majors money.
I am. But what happened to what?
That wasn't a joke. I thought that was serious.
No.
He's mad that I beat Twitter to it.
No, he beat. So here's what Joseph Duarte said on Twitter.
We got to talk about Major and the Cougs.
Right. Houston coach Major Applewhite receives a $7,500 bonus for the Cougars being ranked. Congratulations to the Cougs.
Big ups to the Cougs.
He'll get a $20,000 bonus if UH finishes the season in the top 25.
Nice.
Here's what I think about that. He needs a new agent.
75 so, needs to be higher.
7,500?
Well, but here's the thing, though. Houston's been ranked plenty with Art Briles. They are ranked. Kevin Sumlin, they are ranked. And obviously, Tom Herman, they
are
ranked.
I know, but whenever we talk about bonuses.
We always say, like, I would expect him for it to be, like, 17.5.
Or a $200,000 bonus.
But if you're giving out those kind of bonuses for being in the top 25.
I know. But finishing the season in the top 25?
Yeah, maybe like 20,000. Yeah.
20?
I don't know that I'd give out. You're giving out participation.
Wait a minute. When Kevin Sumlin finished in the top 20 with Johnny, he got a 4-year extension at $40 million a year.
Let me ask you, who makes more viable? Who's got better financial sense right now, A&M or Houston?
I don't know.
They gave Kevin Sumlin 3 contracts in 2 years.
I like Jimbo. That was a little surprising on Saturday night. Mississippi State, although Mississippi State's a good football team. Fitzgerald is awfully tough.
Mississippi State favorite at game time.
Yeah. 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 I was a bit surprised.
A lot of talent on defense.
They do.
They don't always play like it, but there's the NFL guys.
No, and Fitzgerald is good. And
hard place to win.
It is a really hard place to win.
Yeah.
But those are not good.
Don't say that anymore.
See, but already this season, Jimbo was overcoming that kind of thing, that stigma. The South Carolina game, the Kentucky game. Those are games that they would have lost.
It's always been the Mississippi schools that determine someone's fate.
It really did.
You want to get beat by LSU, Bama? Sure, we don't like getting beat by LSU, but if you could somehow beat the Mississippi schools, you might win 9 games.
You know, but for me, more than that, is this is a classic case of SEC West football. You can get through as many games as you want, but at some point, you're going to get tripped up. Yeah. Now, someone would lose an entire month, like. It would usually be November was a disaster. I just think this is probably a stumbling block on a tough schedule. It's not like the Aggies were an 11-point favorite on the road. They were a small dog on the road. you know, against a team with some talent, a quarterback that can run the football, and a loud place. Like, this was a hard game to win. And Tom Herman, they didn't face as good a team, but when you don't have your starting corners in there for a quarter, which, by the way, I'm in favor of Tom Herman getting it to where it needs to be any means necessary. So I'm not saying it, but I'm just saying that was going to be a hard place for Texas to win. It was going to be loud. It's a tough place to play. All that stuff. You're going to trip up sometimes and miss. And Texas A&M. I'm not sure that Texas A&M doesn't beat Texas if they played. I think I would make on a neutral field. Which I don't know. You guys watch a lot of football. In a neutral field, I think I'd make A&M a. I think I'd make A&M a 2.5 to 3 point favorite over Texas. How would y'all bet that? Let's make them 3. Neutral field. Let's say they're playing in Dallas at Jerry World. Half and half tickets.
I don't know. I think that's a pick 'em, dude. I do.
Do you? Yeah. You take the points?
I don't know. That's a good guess. That's a good one. I think they're pretty even line. Teams.
I think they're pretty even teams, too.
I'm not going to, just because I saw him last week against Oklahoma State, I also saw him against Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And guess what?
And then who else?
Yeah.
Which other game did you really like?
Right. No, they looked like.
Oklahoma was like, wow. Yeah, but name but, another game where
yeah,
you really
like. Yeah, but
didn't
have Ellinger against Baylor.
Second half against a USC team with a losing record?
Yeah.
TCU was good. They haven't been the team.
TCU got beat by Kansas.
That's what I'm saying. What are the Texas wins that you can point to? Oklahoma was super impressive.
I do think, though, they're getting more of Herman's personality. I think they're harder-nosed football players than they were in the past.
No, I do, too. And I think it's necessary. You may not like Tom Herman, but that is necessary at Texas. And by the way, Jimbo's doing the same thing.
Yes, he is.
People don't make a big deal about it.
I think Texas A&M is probably a little bit better right now, but... I'll tell you, I don't put it past Tom Herman and that team to beat anybody when they're playing. If Sam Ellinger is playing well and...
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Yeah. No, if Sam Ellinger's playing well and all that stuff, yeah, I just believe that A&M is more consistent, generally speaking,
in Texas. Yes, I agree.
That's why I'd make him 3-point favorite. By the way, Emmanuel Acho, he made a comment that if you're a good... What is his Baker Mayfield comment? I think he was upset that... I mean, they got benched for a quarter. Big deal.
Well, Baker Mayfield got benched for 2 plays. Whatever.
But, yeah, well, little Jordan got benched for a series. So, whatever. You know, they didn't talk about that.
I agree with Tom Herman on this.
I do,
too. You know what? Bull crap. You don't show up late for a meeting. This is. We're not entitled around here.
Everything that could have happened
yes.
in that one quarter.
Right.
But his corners were out. But you know what, John? Jimbo Fisher has also made some soft decisions. I think when you get to the top of the food chain is where you say, and all the pressure to win is there, you go, we're going to suspend you for a half against Rice or, you know, whatever the case may
be. Well, the Jameis Winston stuff.
Yeah. When you're trying to build it, I think that's when you get more aggressive with some of the stuff that you're
doing.
That's
true. All right. Let me ask you this. You two, both of you. Alabama 14.5 over LSU. Now, for Alabama, they were a 26-point favorite. Of course, it was at Alabama, but they were a 26-point favorite over Texas A&M.
You are begging to get a zillion dollars in Alabama action unless you make it at least 2 touchdowns, and then you have to throw
the
hook on it.
Over 2 touchdowns.
And then you have to throw the hook on it.
Now you're going to have to fade LSU money coming in.
I think they're leaving it out.
You think 14 I agree with you, but man, I'm going to tell you this, the way I saw what I saw LSU do to Georgia, and make no mistake about it. Georgia and Alabama are not that far off. I'm telling you, I think this is I agree with you. If it's anything less than 2 touchdowns, you're going to get destroyed by Bama money, but I'm taking that 14.5.
Well, Jake Fromm has had issues, and we saw it against LSU in true road games against teams with comparable talents. We saw it against Auburn last year and even against Alabama. Even when they had a lead, he didn't play that great, and then they backed off, and that's why Alabama came back. I think Tua is like a different animal, though. Tua's the throws he made, I know it was Tennessee, and Tennessee's terrible, but his anticipation and his ability to place a football – remarkable.
I'll tell you this. Yeah, but I'm telling you, I think this LSU defense is underrated.
That is fine. I get you. I just don't know if they can hold them to to the amount of points it's going to take, because how many points is LSU going to score?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know how LSU gets to 20.
I don't know. I do. Hey, Georgia's defense is just as good. Wait a minute. This is not – slow down.
I'm going to have to see the history of LSU scoring.
The book will take all the LSU money you want. You know what? I'm going to give them my LSU money, Chris. I'm giving them my LSU money at 14 and a half.
You already give it to him with Frankie. Might as well give him some more.
Well, that goes directly to LSU this time. LSU won't see any money.
This is going to the book.
LSU money. Yeah. It's a little different.
Well, it's the same thing. It's all LSU money. LSU money. I'm just holding it for them.
Is it well spent in either case? That's what you got to figure out. Is it well spent here? Is it going to be well spent plus the 14 and a half?
Yes. Frankie is doing just fine at LSU.
Well, okay. Is it well spent against Tua?
I think it is. All right. I really think so.
This is what I like calling it, Joe Burrow's money. I like to make you really think about it by calling it Joe.
I saw Joe Burrow against Georgia, light up Georgia.
No,
okay?
You didn't.
Yes,
light
I did.
Up?
He didn't light up.
So that's the way I like things.
I know, because I like you wanted to lose yourself in putting that money down.
Light up everybody.
But that defense, is, like I said, is remarkable. But Joe Burrow hasn't lit anyone up.
Well, you watch this Saturday in Tiger Stadium.
You think today's the day he improves on his six TDs and three interceptions thing?
Whoa, what do you mean improve? Two to one?
That I will say. I will say that's remarkable that a starting quarterback for a top five football team can throw six touchdowns through eight games.
It simply is amazing.
That's insane.
If you got thoughts, let's go. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. Why don't you tell people how to save money?
Well, let me tell you something. Sometimes you're going to have to make some wise decisions so you have enough, money after that Burroughs play. Here's one of the ways you can do that. You can do that by calling my friends over at Bill Advisor. Oh, you don't even have to call them. Just get your phone out and text GO to 232323. That's GO to 232323. What they do is they will work on lowering your bills. And I'm talking about home security. I'm talking about home phone, cell phone, internet, satellite, cable, energy bills. These are all things that they can work on for you. And home and auto insurance, but that's a different side of what they do. But it's really amazing that if you've been paying your same bills for years and years and years, it turns out that what happens is they continue to add a little bit here, a little bit there. This fee is tacked on to your bill, and they're just sucking you dry. Why don't you get the same rates that new customers get? You're the one who's the loyal customer. Why wouldn't you get better rates? And that's what happens is Bill Advisor goes in there, they get to the customer retention, and they will help you lower your rates if that company wants to hang on to your business. And in most cases, they keep you at the same business. Now, if you say, hey, I'm wide open to changing cell phones, to changing my energy plan, to changing, whatever, internet, like I was going to do, they can do that for you as well. They will find you the best deals possible, and they can either switch you or use that as leverage to lower your bills. They are almost always successful, averaging over $900 of savings per person that they work on. Text GO to 232323. That's GO to 232323, and Bill Advisor can help save you money today. That's BillAdvisor.com.